USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel wants Empire actor Jussie Smollett to cover the costs of the police department's investigation into his claim that he was a victim of a hate crime.
Given that he doesn't feel any sense of contrition and remorse, my recommendation is when he writes a check, in the memo section, he can put the word, I'm accountable for the hoax.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee is ignoring Republican calls to step down. During a hearing today, California Democrat Adam Schiff rejected claims that he promoted a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump presidential campaign in 2016. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina has a message for Schiff.
Congressman Schiff is really becoming Oliver Stone of the House. He's the Jim Garrison figure trying to look for somebody who actually shot President Kennedy. This is getting to be a bit ridiculous.
Graham was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The Vatican is setting the record straight about a ring-kissing mystery, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Video of the Pope pulling his hand away a few days ago as lines of people were waiting to kiss his ring went viral and led to a lot of late-night TV jokes as well. But now a Vatican spokesman says His Holiness was pulling his hand away for fear of spreading germs, not because he was afraid of catching something himself. The tradition of kissing the ring of the Pope does date back centuries.
Four groups are being shut down by the Federal Trade Commission that they say is responsible for billions of robocalls. The FTC says the group pitched a variety of services from auto warranties and debt relief to home security systems, fake charities, and helping improve Google search results. The FTC said in a release the agency brought dozens of cases targeting illegal robocalls. Aside from NCAA March Madness picking back up Thursday, today is also the first day of the Major League Baseball season. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Immigration authorities are expressing alarm about the growing number of migrants crossing the southern border. Federal agents apprehended more than 4,000 people crossing the border each of the last 2 days, the highest total in 15 years. That's according to a senior Customs and Border Protection agent. Hector Garza tells Fox News these people trying to cross the border illegally, they have nothing to lose.
If you live in a poor country like Central America and you make your way to the United States and you know that you're going to be guaranteed release into the United States where you'll be able to steal somebody's identity and then be able to work, why would these people come? That's why Congress needs to get serious about this, and they have to make sure that they change the laws so that people are not encouraged to come into the United States. And quite frankly, we just need to discourage illegal immigration. Stop rewarding illegal immigration.
Garza reminds us.
So think about it. Out of those 100,000 that are going to be coming in the month of March, 90% are being released into the communities. Mm-hmm. Now, our American people are impacted and our communities are impacted because a lot of these people do come with criminal records from their countries. A lot of these people do commit dangerous crimes. A lot of these people do bring serious diseases into our community. As a matter of fact, we have been dealing with a lot of diseases in our processing centers. Just last week in Laredo, we encountered a family that was infested with fleas and we had to send them to the hospital. We've been seeing chicken pox. We've been seeing fevers. And like Commissioner Macalina said, it's just a matter of time until the tragedy does occur in one of our processing centers. And seriously, Congress needs to stop playing politics. They need to make sure that they pass laws.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.